Nerderotic.com.
This is the boys' final season, so we have how many episodes left after this? Three?
Oh, no.
What was this?
Three episodes, I think.
Six, seven, eight.
And I was watching episode five, and I was just sitting there this entire time thinking, we are on the fifth episode of the final season, and we are getting fucking backstory on side characters. Yeah.
That's right. That's
from the perspective of the dog.
Honestly, I was the most engaged.
I was like, oh, it's nice to see the world from his like little perspective. Like he's always up and like.
I just watched a terror show.
Him dreaming about ass fucking Homer.
Yeah, I know.
What is this show? Dude?
I saw Homelander. That floating around on X before I watched the show, and I'm like, is this AI? Like,
they used that in the promo material. They looked at that and thought, yeah, this is really a good foot forward here.
This will bring him in.
But it was interesting because I could not give a flying fuck about any of the other. It's just like Daredevil. I don't care about any of the plot lines. I don't really care about any
of
the characters.
You don't care about Sister Sage?
The Soldier Boy saying another gay joke.
Nobody fucks my son but me.
What?
That came out wrong.
I think at this point, Soldier Boy is still the most engaging person.
I like the actor.
Because he's the best actor.
Yes.
He's the best actor, and he's actually like has some sort of arc ish where he's like trying to come to terms with his son, and he's a fucking asexual weirdo. Well,
yeah, one of the refreshing things I find about Soldier Boy is the only character that can really stick it to Homelander and tell him that he's a complete messed up retard, basically, and he is powerful enough to kind of maybe hold his own. And so it's like, all right, that's a mild kind of thing that can be somewhat, you know, interesting to see. But everything else is just so repulsive in this show and stupid. Like, we need to talk about the Sister Sage crap, where she's the smartest person in the world, apparently, but her great master plan is to just kill everyone in the world. So she can read in peace. Like, she can't do that on her own.
She did do that. That's how Homelander found her. Just in a hole, reading books.
Like, you can't read when Homelander goes to bed at night. I don't believe it.
Or just kill Homelander and then go off and read. Jesus.
Yeah.
You also get down to, like, why would she want to? She's the smartest person who's ever lived. Like, what is she reading apart from things which are just lesser than she is? Like, she would think that she would want to create and build and advance people, or even if it's just to show off her own mind, she would want to be researching new things, not old things, which she should already know because she's the smartest person ever. But at no point have I seen her smart at all. Like, she has no grand strategy.
No.
This is again an idiot writer trying to write a smart person. It's impossible.
Exactly what I was going to say. It's the challenge that writing a character more intelligent than yourself, that can be challenging.
Seth Rogen gets ripped in half.
Highlight of the show, actually. Yes, yeah, highlight of the show.
Best part.
Seth Rogen gets ripped in half.
I did enjoy watching those people fucking die. I'm not.
Did not age well at all. I was like, wow, he looks like shit. A lot of them do.
I can't believe these people who were children 25 years ago look old now. Ooh.
I'm not saying they're old. They aged poorly. Well, we can say that about women. We can't say that about men. Okay.
I quite frankly think it's retarded when somebody like takes a picture of a woman who is 27 and then they show a picture of her when she's fucking 52 and they're like, what happened to this person? They fucking got old.
Aging gracefully, and then there's getting a lot of work done and looking.
There's certain kid actors like McLovin and Seth Green who just look like 50-year-old, 17-year-olds.
They look beat. Yeah.
At some point, the being young forever runs out.
Yeah, but they all died horribly, and that was kind of a satisfying scene. Not gonna lie,
it really was.
Not gonna lie, but at the end, Firecracker. I knew I recognized her from somewhere. She was what's her name in the Tick series on the Amazon Tick series.
Okay. Ah. The best thing about her death,
that death was also I saw that one coming as well.
That was bad.
The best thing about her death is the one accidental political commentary the show has done correctly is that she was killed by the left wing.
Immediately after a bad thing, Jesus.
Yeah.
What was it? Yeah.
Everything with the Messiah stuff.
The useful idiot awful that once they served their purpose,
very sacrilegious.
It's hard to watch.
So I have a question for you, Odin. Considering it's being portrayed as like obviously fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Would you consider that sacrilegious if they're showing somebody doing that, but it's being portrayed as this?
Yeah, with the lines that they say as they say them. Yes. Like, it's one thing if you're going to try to like make it portray in that way. But when you make comments, especially about like the Blessed Mother, like they did in this episode, it was like, okay, that's not. No.
Well, because also, and it's at the expense of Christians.
Yes.
Like, it's meant to insult Christians.
Yeah. Because you can tell that story of someone who has, like, the Messiah complex trying to, like, do that, but you can do it without having to say the, you know, explicitly those things that they were saying.
Yeah.
The guy's name is O'Father.
Through this entire thing, and anybody on the right, and they've done it since the inception of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically for, like, the idea of, like, trying to sell this idea that Homelander is God. Obviously, everybody thinks it's wrong, and it's portrayed as wrong, but I just wonder what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, because it was more of like
the Trump allegory. It's as if
Trump thinks he's God.
Yeah, they've had that stuff in there, but like it was just specific lines in this episode that were just like, okay, that's
it was pretty over the top.
Yeah,
with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
I will say the one thing that they did is like her pastor in Florida. Yes. They didn't actually make him a bad guy. I was like waiting for them to make him also a scumbag, but he wasn't, which I was surprised about.
Oh, she turned on him.
They're implying that like the majority of Christian America would just side with some
soldier Trump boy called Joseph a cuck.
Yeah.
He did.
If there is a God, sure as hell didn't come out of my balls.
I do have to chuckle at some of Soldier Boy's lines.
I saw somebody commenting on Twitter, and they probably didn't read the book and didn't know. But they're like, well, I'm sure they had the divinity thing with Homelander, the Messiah.
No.
He had a God complex, but it was never like applied directly in this manner.
God.
Right. Also, they are so fucking far away from what the comics was, because Homelander didn't do a lot of the shit that
he didn't.
Yeah. One of the issues, though, is that now one of the points is we're going after the virus, but they had the virus, and the reason they didn't release it is because they thought it could cause the apocalypse and kill literally everyone, not just the Supes. Well, they did. They ran a test, but the test proved literally nothing except the fact that it killed Supes. So even if they got the virus, they would be in no better position now than they were before, because they still couldn't use it because it might cause the apocalypse. We are episodes away from the end of the finale, and I don't know what their plan is.
And the boys weren't in the boys show very much.
The Homeland is the main problem here, because he's the nexus around all of which this spins. Because Homelander can be a fantastic villain when done correctly. That's why Soldier Boy is so engaging as well, because honestly, the father and son dynamic there is some of the most interesting in the show so
far. It is, and Soldier Boy is the most interesting character.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the problem. The issue now is they've made Homelander just crazy, which destroys everything else, because I'm sure you all remember the Irina Zarutska murder on Light Rail a while ago, and they decided the guy couldn't be held liable, or they're currently deciding that now, because he was crazy. Well, if Homelander's just insane, he's not a villain. He's not a Machiavellian overlord. He is not just some evil guy. He's just nuts.
Yeah. We talked about it last week. That's the same problem with Fisk. They're both Trump allegories, and they can't give Trump any power of like intelligence or forethought or planning. They have to just make him a crazy, stupid person.
Well, here's the issue with the character. Like, his arc in the book is that he's being driven insane by his clone, because he's being sent photos of him murdering people that he doesn't remember, and it's driving him crazy. It's like, he is a villain, but it's because he's been gaslit into it.
A character named Black Black, and you race swapped him to Black.
I got stocks on Black Noir.
I think everyone's just going to die. I think they're just going to kill everybody.
They're setting up Butcher Dead.
Like, they're a lot of the people who, like, I know Anthony Starr said this. I think maybe one of the directors or something did as well. Like, hey, I don't like it when shows don't, like, pull the punch at the end and don't kill off everybody. And they were, like, referencing Stranger Things and stuff. And I think everyone's going to fucking die.
Mother's Milk was also, like, alluding that he was going to die.
The reason the ratings are so high for the show is because everybody's been tuning in for the last 7 years to see the mystery box play out of how they kill Homelander. And it's not going to be a satisfying ending. They haven't given themselves enough time or an interesting enough story to play it out. It's going to be a rushed finale. I mean, there's enough leaks out there. We could see most of how the rest of the season goes down, and it's not good.
Just because the creators clearly hate the audience, stuff like that, I could totally see them killing everyone, like your Butcher, maybe Huey might survive, but not Homelander, and Homelander will still be alive at the end of it, just because they hate us.
They're going to take his powers away and just let him live. And
you know what?
He ends up in prison.
It's got to be a cure. That's the only thing that could make it interesting, is if it turns around and it's some kind of a cure.
But I mean, this show could have been so many things. It's not, listen, the Boys comic wasn't like some seminal run. It's not the greatest thing ever written. It's a fun read. It's of its time, and it's about, you know, corporate manipulation, the military industrial complex, also poking fun at superheroes and in turn, like celebrities, if you want to see it that way, too. And they kind of lost all that by reducing Homelander to an allegory of a caricature of how Hollywood sees Trump. And again, giving him any kind of power or smarts would go against their worldview. And you could see how it affects it. It's still kind of easier to follow than Daredevil because at least more things happen, I guess. It's hard to say, though, because I think they're both just miserable.
Yeah.
Just miserable to watch. And, you know, I have to go watch something fun afterwards, you know, just something that,
To be fair, The Boys was miserable.
Yeah,
a lot of horrible shit happens in that run.
The show running out of ideas and like the whole scene with all those like Hollywood celebrities dying. I just was like, even the jokes within that scene, I was like, oh, they're just trying to make other Hollywood people laugh. Like there was this moment where Seth Rogen was like, I'm not really into weed. I need it for my brand. And it's like,
yeah, sell ashtrays.
I don't think that's going to make the average American laugh. Like, I don't think the average American cares about Seth Rogen's weed brand.
Well, what does make the average American laugh is to see all of them dying. So I actually think it was a good move, you know.
Well, without that scene, that kind of didn't really add anything to the real plot of the episode.
No, it did not.
It was the only thing that was like the action piece in this episode.
I would be willing to watch a TikTok reel for of just that 60 seconds to see Seth Rogen get obliterated.
But that's why it was there. But then it makes you think, like, we're in the last season in the last few episodes of the show, and you're doing this.
To its good ratings, Mahler brought it up last week. It's you stay with something, especially with Mystery Box, and you, this can be said about Stranger Things, until you start realizing you're running out of time. Yeah. You know, you saw this with Game of Thrones in season 8 when there was only 2 episodes to go and the Night King was dead.
It was like the stages of grief.
There's a lot of shit to wrap up in 2 episodes.
Mystery Box takes it to the extreme because it doesn't give you a story, but any show always leads the audience to kind of theory craft about their future potential story, and it's that which people really like. It's the potential that something has rather than the reality of what it is, and the moment that potential shows that they just can't write the story that you've been making in your own head makes them disappointed.
That's why Mystery Box is a shortcut. It's a shortcut. Mm. You don't have to put so much time into world building, into characterization. You keep everything open to interpretation. It makes you freer as a writer to change things if you want to. Only problem is, if you don't have a set end to go towards, it usually falls apart.
I don't think they care about that, though, because as the Duffer Brothers proved, you're on to the next job by that point. Because if you've been keeping it going for 5 series, or if you were lost and whatever, by the time all the bill comes due, you've already got your next job.
You
get to extend it for like a couple of decades in your career before anyone realizes this is what you're doing.
Dan and Dave got some money out of that. They've made one show with one season. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the next season of Three Body Problem's coming out, but that's the only thing they're working on. And they had Star Wars. They had a bunch of stuff lined up. And the Duffer Brothers have a big old Paramount contract now.
Huge contract, yeah.
Stranger Things didn't end that well, by the way. Just so you know. You didn't see it.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.